Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio, as always, by Randy Engston.
Can you spell it by that pronunciation?
Engston. A-I-N. Engston. Got a good episode for you today. Dude, how's that magic mind treating you, man?
I'm addicted. For the lack of a better term. No, I mean, I was a, you know, I was an energy drink guy or pre-workout, obviously, if I'm in the gym and stuff like that. But I like the fact that I don't rely on any of that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Just good, clean focus, energy allows us to do more in a day without that crash in the afternoon.
No, I agree. And as a longtime user of this stuff, you kind of realize when you don't take it for a day or two on accident, right? Or you're traveling and stuff. But yeah, big fan of this stuff, guys. Magic Mind, if you want to check it out, we've got a code for you, discount code, gets you up to 48% off your subscription. Tim Lyons 20. We'll put it in the show notes for you guys. But Magic Mind, this is now a lot of gym owners that we know. They've been sending me photos of them taking it. They love it. It just gives you that extra edge, that mental performance edge. So I'm going to hit this real quick.
There you go. I got one.
Cheers.
Cheers. First time we've done a shot on the show in a minute.
Used to do whiskey. Here we are doing Magic Mind. All right, guys. Link will be in the show notes for you on that one. But check it out. All right. So this episode's, it's really coming around because we've just wrapped up quarter one, and we've been reviewing numbers in our Iron Circle and some of our coaching programs, you know, like how'd your quarter one go? And there's a slight trend where everybody's trending downward, at least with member count. So, sure. So they're signing up 10, they're losing 11, or they're signing up 8 and they're losing 9. It's not like dramatic where it's like they lost 25 members, only signed up 3. Not seeing that, but even here at my gym, we saw an exodus in quarter one. Like we, you know, I looked at last year, it's even more than last year. And it's interesting because this is like that dirty little secret we don't speak about in the fitness industry. Quarter one is always supposed to be explosive growth. And, you know, a lot of times it's a break even, you know, especially January. If we, you know, we'll lose more clients in January than most any other month, but we'll sign up as many or more, right? And it's just like this weird thing in the industry where it's just assumed everybody's starting New Year's resolutions. But on the other side of that, there's all this reevaluation and budgets, reestablishing new routines, you know, members leaving your gym if they didn't get great results here last year, or they just want to change. This has happened a bunch of us, to many of you listening. You've had clients you had great results with. You've had great, consistent training programs with these clients, and they just want to change, right? It's just a weird kind of thing. So long and short of this topic is like, hey, you know what? Your numbers may be down. Your member numbers may be down. But there's a silver lining because we don't necessarily look at member numbers as the end-all, be-all KPI. In fact, it's like one of the few things I look at. I look at delta, okay? And so like the delta essentially is the growth or decay of your recurring revenue. Recurring revenue is the lifeblood of a fitness gym, of fitness industry. I mean, we have this huge advantage of subscription recurring revenue that a lot of times we overlook or give it away by doing, you know, paid in full discounts, etc. But even with the member counts being low, a lot of our Iron Circle delta numbers are up. So what does that mean? That means they've either raised rates across the board some point in time over the last year, and the people that are leaving are on the old rates and the people are coming in on the higher rates.
Exactly.
Or the member, you know, like the service level they're leaving at is maybe a large group training and they're coming in on semi-private training. So maybe the numbers as far as members are down, but the gross revenue or recurring revenue is up.
It's a huge thing. And one of the things to touch on too is I've had this conversation a lot, you know, with gym owners, because again, everyone assumes January is a big win for gyms and even Q1, all the new results of all those new bodies, everyone thinks is like, you know, the holy grail of fitness is the first quarter. But we have to remember too, and I think this is where a lot of it happens, is a lot of people start their fitness journey initially in January, right? So whenever, whether it was your gym or maybe it was three gyms before you, the first time they walked into a gym, they were hit with a promotion for January, and that's what started their training trend or training path. Well, let's say that last January they started at your gym, and then this January they got hit with all of those promotions from somebody, from everybody else. And to your point, like they were looking for change, not necessarily because you didn't do something for them, but there's also the fact that like they're enticed by all these other businesses, right? So I think that's a reason that we see Q1, so many transitions from gym to gym, mm-hmm. is because that's the time that a lot of these clients are actually negotiating and their contracts are coming to an end. So they're sitting back and they're evaluating, do I want to be here or am I going to try something somewhere else?
Or nowhere at all, because that's the other thing. If you haven't seen these people in 6 months and their contracts are due at the end of this December, they come in and cancel in January and they don't do anything.
Yeah.
Yep. You know? And they'll wait till March when it's right now, like when it's starting to get hot again. Oh, it's time to jump back in the gym. Historically, March has been our best month. Historically, 16 years. Every March, we have our top month, maybe even April. And then we go into the doldrums of summer, and it's just like this cycle every single year. Listen, a couple episodes, guys, ago where I shared with Zach, our way that we were able to stop that summer freeze killing us every year. Because that's what happens in our summer. Like we have our clients that leave town. I don't blame them. It's 197 degrees here, you know, let's get out of town. Yeah. And they put their memberships on hold, freeze, pause, whatever you call it. But we got a new training actually just putting out, I'm actually recording it tonight, that's for our springboard, that'll talk about how to position your gym, to protect yourself against those damn freezes, man.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a couple of years back, I mean, we were doing the numbers. I mean, it was like a third of our clientele here.
Yeah, over a couple months.
Yeah.
Well, even worse than that, it was over $100,000 in not collected revenue.
That's massive.
Yeah, $100,000 over the year. Not all of it on the summer, but like over a cumulative $100,000 in lost collected revenue.
Unearned revenue from freezes.
Unearned revenue. Yeah, yeah. They're still members. And then the weird, stupid thing that nobody really else talks about, it's like the clients go on freeze, 50% never come back.
Come back. Sure.
It's a silent cancel.
Yeah.
It's like a silent cancel. I don't want to tell you that I'm canceling, but I'm just going to kind of slowly disappear into the shadows. And, you know, and then, you know, the way that we do our freezes here or back then or even now, like we need a restart date for you.
Yeah.
There is no open-ended freeze. If you're an open-ended freeze, we cancel.
Cancel.
You.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, working with one of our Iron Circle members, Tommy John, he was like, yeah, I had these huge cancellation numbers, but it's just me wiping out all these old long-term freezes. So it really wasn't a hit to the Delta because we weren't collecting it. We realized that hit back when we put them on freeze, but I just wiped them out of our database because they ain't coming back.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
where you can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Well, that right there is a great example for why the delta is more important than the client count. Because if you're looking at your client count, you count them as a member, but it's you're not collecting the revenue on them. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, the thing that matters, and I like the idea, the fact that even though gym owners may be down in client count, the revenue's up.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a leaner business. You've done something right that you're making more money having to do less service some way or another.
More money from less people.
Exactly.
And you can pour into your clients a little bit more. I mean, if you're making more money and you have half as many members, like, you can put twice as much time into each one of those clients.
Yeah. Yeah, and they say the Dunbar number is what, 150 personal relationships that we can kind of, you know, keep in existence type of thing, right? So beyond the 150 count, I wouldn't want a business that's got 500, 600, 700. How can you give that level of touch to a business like that?
You have to have a lot of personnel. Yeah, in middle touch point management, like client retention folks and stuff like that. Yeah, you just have to. Like, yeah, the owner isn't going to have 800 relationships. Mm-hmm. That's just not going to happen. But, you know, 150, 200, 250, it's all doable.
Very manageable.
I'm in here this morning. You know, I don't know a third of the people in here, but you know, you still shake their hands. How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. It's just interesting that some gym owners want to know everybody. Like, I don't care to know everybody. I can't know everybody. You know, as long as Zach knows everybody.
Somebody in the business has to know him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all good. So listen, guys, your numbers may be down. Okay. But there is a silver lining if you look at the delta. The delta, again, we have some trainings in our Springboard program. You're going to hear us talking about Springboard a little bit. And you might hear an ad or two about that. You know, basically what we did was we took a look at our coaching programs. Business Accelerator, Switch to Semi-Private, our CLA program, you know, in marketing stuff and everything that we've ever done. And, you know, our goal of that level of coaching is to get a gym to a recurring revenue of $30,000 or more on systems, owner benefit up, you know, the owner, whether or not they want to be in the business, it's a choice. Like, there's a lot of like outcomes from coaching. But depending on where you're starting, that transition could be 8 weeks, 12 weeks, or 8 months or 12 months.
Yeah.
And what we were finding in our coaching programs was like, we need to continue coaching folks for the long term. And if you've ever heard us talk about the Iron Circle, we've got a great model over here of the Iron Circle. It's our highest level mastermind. It's for the guys and girls doing, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month in their businesses. And the structure of that's sound. It's a great, you know, it's a great group.
Yeah.
It's a mastermind. Everybody helps each other. You know, our coaching program was completely different. They were done in launches and sprints and like, get you're in, you're out, you know, and all this stuff. And we decided we need to change our coaching model. Our model is now changed to a Springboard, and we basically bundled every single coaching program we've ever created and still coach to, and we give you access to it for the entire year. It's a monthly subscription for the year or whatever, and you're going to get access to coaching and all of the, like, you get 100 something videos day one.
Yeah.
And it'll allow us to work with you as a gym owner over the long term and not, you know, like, normally it's 15 grand. Like, not everybody can afford that. And we try to break it up in payments, like 3 payments or something. What we've done is we've just spread it out across the entire year, lowered that monthly investment down, all the way down to kind of, depending on, you know, what you're getting, it's either $1,250 or a little bit less than that, $883 or whatever for this beta group. But long story short is we got people coming in. Now it works. Now it works for people.
Yeah.
And, you know, access to Voxer and groups and everything. And now you're going to be able to coach across. Like, now we're going to create this mastermind effect where it's gym owners working together in different states, obviously, different areas. You're not going to work with a competitor down the street.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I just like this format better.
I do too. I mean, and I think the biggest benefit for you guys listening is the fact that we took everything that we're doing already with 20 weeks worth of delivery and we just stretched it out, right? So there's no burden. Like if you've considered our coaching program at any point in the past, this is the easiest way to get started and to get in that seat at the lowest kind of monthly cost or lowest initial, you know, payment that it's ever going to, you know, that we've ever had. And on top of that, you still have, now you've got, instead of 20 weeks of coaching, you've got at least 12 months of us in your ear, working with you, holding you accountable. And you've got 24-hour access to the coaching team throughout. Yep. And it's just about getting more done for each of you guys. You know, we'll spend as much time as it's going to take you as opposed to what we know others can be, you know, could do it in. Every gym's different. I mean, that's the biggest variable, right? Yeah. Some gyms need massive changeover of the foundation and like the layout of their equipment. That takes a heck of a lot more time than somebody who's trying to tighten up a marketing campaign,
right?
You know,
right.
So this allows us to work with everybody at the rate and the speed and the actual changes you need to make without you feeling like, oh, by the time I get all this done, I'm done with the guys and
yeah,
I got to figure
yeah.
it out.
I really like this better. And, you know, we're going to have a in-person event. It's going to be truly a coaching mastermind at this level. It's just going to be like a lower level Iron Circle. And I love what we've created at the Iron Circle level. This is going to be just as good, if not better. Springboard. Boom.
There you go.
Coaching. So guys, if you have interest, like for example, this training I'm doing tonight, that's going into Springboard. Mm-hmm. The Delta stuff, it's going into Springboard. Everything that you hear us speak about, it's going into the Springboard program, and it's over the next year. So if you have interest in that, Jim, we just have a new URL, jimbusinesscoach.com.
There you go.
Jimbusinesscoach.com. What a URL, son. jimbusinesscoach.com. Go check out that. You'll have more information about Springboard. If you want to jump in that, you know, obviously go there. If not, the links will be in the show notes. Love to chat with you guys. But again, quarter one, you may be down. Delta may be up. It's silver lining. This is where your year changes right now, April, May, June. How you attack this next quarter could change. It will change the entire year. So you may be at a break even quarter one. Growth mode starts now. So hopefully that helps you guys. If you need help with anything, if you want to join our Springboard program, you know where to go. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link. And keep building something great, and we'll see you in the next episode.